Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Let's get it on. So I know what you are thinking out there. And guess what? You're right. And that is Marvin Gaye singing Let's Get It On. And welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. I am your host, Tracy, and I am here with my co-host, Trish.
Hello.
And Matt.
Hello.
Hi, Matt, our show production manager. Thank you so much, both. Thank you both for being here today. And how are y'all doing? Everything going well?
Everything's going great.
Yeah, I'm still having laughing attacks about our conversations in the car. I can't take it because it's about today's show. But anyway,
the two of them came in here laughing hysterically. That's how I know it's going to be a good day today.
It's going to be a good day. It is every day.
It was an ab workout. That's right.
Okay, you guys do this to me all the time. I'm doing this to you. True or false? Laughing actually burns calories.
Yeah, true.
I think so, too.
It is. You burn 3 calories every time you laugh.
It's well, true. Good. Then we can go for some ice cream after, I think.
Right. That's right.
So that's how those six-pack abs develop, Trish. All right.
You got it.
Well, today's show, thank you for everybody that's tuning in right now. And welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show here at TAN Talk Radio here in Clearwater, Florida. We welcome everybody, St. Pete, Tampa, Dunedin, and Brandon. And so today is going to be a very interesting show.
Oh, yes.
So don't change that dial unless you have little ears in the car. Mm-hmm. I am going to say I am very respectful and I'm a little, you know, like today we have a topic that you might.
What's our PG rating?
I thought about it and then I thought about the reality of our kids and what they know today.
This is definitely a PG show at worst. At worst, it's PG. We're not going to go PG-13 or anything higher than that.
PG-21.
Maybe today? Maybe?
I don't know.
That's why you've got me on the controls to put you in the penalty box if you act out.
That's right. What is that? What's that button called?
It's the mute button. I turn your mics off.
Okay, yes. But we are very respectful
yes,
here.
Yes, we are.
And we are going to be talking about it's something that we're learning about as we
along. It's good information.
Yeah, so you'll find out in just a minute when I'm brave enough to talk about what we're talking about. Well, anyway, I think that what I might really need. Well, let's just say this. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show, and we are here to be your friend in lifting you up and sharing thoughts with a licensed therapist. Sometimes we have a variety of them. We have 4 of them now. And we also use songs as therapy. So this show is based only on suggestions and opinions. And I'll say it again. It's based only on suggestions and opinions. But before we get started, I'm only going to say it one time for memory purposes here.
You're allowed to say it once.
I can say it once.
This is your daily before we begin.
It's a nervous thing. I have to say it.
No,
today.
I know you do. I know you do.
So first, I'd like to say happy birthday to your daughter, Haley. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Haley. How old?
She'll be 30 on Monday. So we had a surprise party for her Saturday.
Congratulations. You know, I just ruined it. Yeah. You just ruined a surprise on the radio.
No, thank you. No, we had it last Saturday.
Oh, okay. Yes. Cool.
I was going to say,
you're throwing a surprise 30th birthday party, St. Patty's Day weekend, and you just said it on the radio. You just ruined the surprise.
I tried not to ruin it last week, but I didn't, right? I almost did, but I didn't.
It's hard when you're close to someone to throw them a surprise party and not ask them what they're wearing to their party.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, happy birthday, Haley. We hope
Thank you. It was great.
Yeah, happy birthday, Haley.
And to your daughter. Speaking of wearing, where did you get that hot top?
Well, this.
I was going to ask you about that. Where is that from?
Yeah,
perfect for St. Patty's Day.
Perfect St. Patty's Day top.
That is the most glittery green shirt I've ever seen in my entire life.
Happy. I love it.
Kermit would really like that.
So now I know where she got that from. She brought it from the Kermit the Frog store down the street. Okay.
No. I got this from the Za Boutique. The Z.AA Boutique from Lisa.
That's beautiful.
And this is what I wore in the lookbook.
Absolutely. It's even prettier in person, and I'm so glad you wore it. We were hoping to have her on last week, but she was so busy at work, and she's going to come back on. But I'm so glad you're sharing that, because you can find us on YouTube, right, Matt? I don't even know where you can find us. I don't even know my own YouTube station.
So we got a couple of ways to catch video on YouTube, and if you've missed any shows, all right? So here's how we do this. Go to YouTube and type in Tantalk Radio Network, and you can find all of the live streams, including the one that's going on the air right now, and all past shows, not only from this, but any other show we have on our network. And if you've missed any of the Shrink and Wrap shows and you want to hear it on podcast, internetradiopros.com, click on Shrink and Wrap, and you can find every show we have ever done.
And guess what? I just took notes because I don't even know that myself.
You really didn't know that?
No, I have no idea. You know,
You've been doing the show for almost a year now.
I know.
Over a year, right.
With no experience, but I haven't gotten to that level yet.
That's okay.
And I'm not sure that I want too many people to watch this yet.
See, the all good things come in time.
That's right. It's all in time. That's right. So, again, we talked about happy birthday to you. I love your top. Lisa, we will be there probably after the show today.
Maybe today.
We might be able to swing by there and go check out some other tops there.
Not really, Dean. We're joking.
No, that's right. We're just joking. That's right. So today, on today's show, the Shrink and Wrap Show, we're going to be talking about intimacy. And our guest is here. Well, she's going to be on
momentarily.
Yeah, she'll be here in a minute. But we've been talking about Trish we started this show a year ago with no experience, and I've always wanted to know what love is. And I think in life, in all countries, and in different, everyone, the common denominator is love, I would hope.
Right.
And but there's a balance of love. And we also have been trying to research, how do you have happiness? You can have everything in the world and not be happy. Have nothing, and you might not have anything, and you could be super happy, and or you can be unhappy. But we want to find a balance of love, so we started studying the Greek mythology, and there's four different types of love. And Trish, you've been doing the nonprofit and giving back to the
community.
Community is a type of love. Friendship love is another. Mm-hmm. But the one love topic in Greek mythology that we have not spoken about yet is Eros love, E-R-O-S, because I'm a little concerned about it, and it is kind of a crazy, I don't know if it's a sport these days or, love language. And to me, it's love language.
It is.
But we want to value that term. So we do have a guest on today that's going to be joining us. So let's start with a Loosen Up song, because I'm going to be a little nervous about talking about this topic. So what's our Loosen Up song?
All right, so today our Loosen Up song comes to us courtesy of the B-52s. It's the Love Shag, baby.
The Love Shag. And we have it. That's right. We're going to be talking about the Love Shack.
All right.
So today we have here, and we welcome our guest, Rowene. How are you doing, Rowene?
I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Doing great, and we are so looking forward to having you on here today. And I'd like to, we were talking a little bit, first of all, I'd like to thank you for coming on our show. And I've learned about you. We've had a lot of people that have a lot of interest in this, so I thought we're going to bring it on the show. And little did I know that there's an intimacy, which you call yourself a...
I am a sexologist.
There you go. And it's not a drink. It's not a cocktail. She is
nope,
a... Can you say it again, please?
Sexology.
Which is part of life, right? It's reproduction. Yes. And we've been talking on our show about love, as I mentioned before, and Eros love. And Eros is a physical love or sexual desire. And it's... I think somewhat important in relationships, and it really defines our relationships, you know, right? It defines us in our relationships.
The core of the relationship.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess the question is intimacy really that important in a relationship? But before we get started with that, I'd like to hear a little bit about you, Roe. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I see you're a graduate from the USF, and you're committed to helping others, and you're a practical nurse for 10 years, and you have a degree in social work and a master's degree, actually, in social work, and I would like to know more about how you got your certificate program in sexology. Wow. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, absolutely. There are a couple of tracks in the field of sex therapy and sexology. And sexology is the study of all things that we might call sexual. And intimacy is a part of that, but actual intimacy is not sexual. I know we use those words in a changeably, but intimacy is a broader subject. I often break down intimacy to say, into me see. Intimacy is the process of being a lot more vulnerable than people would want it to be.
Right.
And so sex and intimacy at their best go together, but intimacy does not always involve sex.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's why I say, would you define it as a sport at that point? Is that wrong to say?
If there's no intimacy?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. I don't lose that. I don't, we talked about it. We're very, well, I mean, like to me, there's a lot of value to the term intimacy. And, you know, on some of these, I don't know, I feel like it's used a little loosely, but I'm not judging anybody, but I think the intimacy part is very important in that. Mm-hmm. Am I saying the right thing?
Right. Intimacy is crucial to all of us through all phases of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's essential to be seen and heard for who we authentically are, as well as for the roles that we play in life for others and with others.
Yeah. So it basically, it forms a basis for connection and communication. Is that true to... Is that a true statement, pretty much?
That is a true statement. Mm-hmm. And additionally, it's essential for us to thrive in life, not just survive through the ups and downs of living.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, intimacy and being seen is kind of the thing that gives us the impetus, the resilience to go through all of the hard times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember there was an old song that was, nobody ever promised you a rose garden, about lying.
Right. Never promised you a rose garden. You know that song?
Yeah.
Now I know what it meant. I was too young to know
right.
it then.
Right.
I never knew what it meant. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nope, yeah. We're good. So, sexology is the study of all of that, the intimacy, the relational abilities, as well as the specific sexual things that occur both in and out of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So the program I attended was a doctoral degree in sexology. I did not complete my dissertation, so I'm what's considered ABD for a doctorate degree in sexology.
No, oh, welcome to our show.
That's all but dissertation.
Totally relate.
I didn't get that one done, yeah. But I am a licensed clinical social worker, so a licensed therapist in this state, and have been for over 20 years.
It's amazing. How do we never know that? Is that a good thing that I didn't know?
I think it's a thing that people are so involved in other areas that you don't find us till you need us.
Right. That's funny. That's good to know. But it is good to know that because it does keep relationships together. So from a psychological perspective, are there differences between men and women when it comes to intimacy? What's your take on that?
Absolutely. Well, first, there are physiological differences in men and women other than the ones that we all know. There's something called the corpus callosum that allows for the exchange of information between the right side and the left side of the brain. And as you may be familiar, the right side of the brain has to do with abstract, emotional, creative processes.
Right.
While the left side of the brain has to do with logical, linear, mathematics sorts of processes. And the corpus callosum allows for the exchange of information between those two sides of our brain. Well, in men, the corpus callosum is the size of a goat trail. Are you familiar with how goats walk?
I'm not. Are you?
No.
Learning a lot, Tim. Taking notes.
Right?
Goats have 4 feet, so you would think they would walk like a cat or a dog. Uh-huh. But they don't. They only walk one hoof print wide. So their feet are always in alignment. That's what allows them to get up in the mountains in those crazy places that they can get to, or up on top of the barn, or wherever they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So a goat trail is only ever one hoof print wide, which might be a couple of inches.
Right.
And we're talking metaphors, of course, here.
Right.
In women, the corpus callosum is the size of an 8-lane superhighway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And what that meant for us evolutionary-wise is that when the man had to hunt the saber-toothed tiger with a rock, he had to focus and concentrate. And that smaller corpus callosum allows for intense focus and less distractibility.
Right.
Women have always been responsible for watching the kids, growing the food, paying attention and watching for other predators. So we've always had to be very multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what accounts for the much wider corpus callosum in women and the ability to go back and forth between logical and creative thinking, between concrete and abstract, much faster than men do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a lot of when I decoupled, the man will say, I'm focused on this topic, and she's throwing everything at me from happened 3 years ago that I completely forgot about.
It makes sense when
we
you
have
understand
a way of pulling that up, don't we?
That's right. Oh my gosh.
So we encounter the fallout of those differences on a regular basis. So if we're communicating differently, then that's certainly going to trickle down into all of the areas of life, intimacy and sex. And always the number one important thing for any long-lasting relationship, whether it's friendship or intimate relationship, is communication. So we got to make sure we're speaking the same language, looking at it in a similar way, so that we can have some interest in what's going on with the other, and know that when we're responding to actually what's being said.
Right, yes. Yes, I feel bad. You know what, Rowan, I know we had talked about these questions. It is interesting, and I do think the brain, it's just different. It's nice to understand that, because it could spare a lot of heartache, and good communication is, you know, it's so important. It really mm-hmm. is, and our brains are different. I kind of believe they are. I could be wrong.
I think that's proof right there.
All brains are different.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
I know my brain's different from a lot of people.
Right.
That's right. So listen, I feel really bad. Can I have you back on next week for question number two? Because we want to initiate you to our Shrink and Wrap show. I told you it goes super fast. But yes. And I know you said probably we could talk a lot on each question, but would you please come back next week, and I want this to be an ongoing series about this. I hate to cut this off at this point, but Trish, can you tell them where they can find her?
Yeah, we got like a little teaser
we got a teaser and tune in for next week for Rowie. She is going to be part of our Shrink and Wrap show, and I thank you so much for this, and we're going to continue on with these questions.
So you can find her at www.roene.net, which is roene.net. Or is it okay to give your phone number out on the
air? Absolutely, yes. Thank you.
Yes, it's 505-847-6363.
Okay. Yes, and make sure you give her a call, because really it's the Eros love, and it's really what I think keeps people together, and we're going to get more into details about that. But I'd like to have you on the show with us. And I don't know that a goat's feet will ever be the same to me. Will they for you?
All I know is I'm going to look at a man and go, my pathways are way bigger than yours.
No, but the men need to know about us women too. We've got our, you know, like it's a two-way street. I am going to say that.
Absolutely.
Well,
yeah, and that purpose to listen causes challenges both ways.
That's right.
I think it's important to recognize that.
Well, thank you so much for us diving little by little here, but we'll see you next week on the Shrink and Wrap show, and please contact her, and we look forward to a series of intimacy and the Eros love topic. And Rowie, we're going to find out what Tim McGraw and Faith's secret is through their song, Let's Make Love. Let's see what they have to say about it, of keeping their marriage together. Have a great day, Rowie. Thank you so much. I'll be talking to you soon.
Pretty good. Here's the song.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
Baby, I've been drifting away, dreaming all day. Holding you, touching you. The only thing I wanna do is be with you, as close to you as I can be. Let's
their secret relationship that keeps them alive. What a great couple in every way. Cheers to Faith Hill and Tim McGraw for a beautiful marriage. And now we literally know their secret. So on to the next subject. Do we have someone joining us? Did you say someone's on the line?
We do. We have a very special friend of yours on the line and ours as well. The one, the only, Mitzi Testaverde.
Oh, Mitzi. Hello. What a surprise, girl.
How's it going?
It's going good, but I hope you're taking some good time. I don't think you need notes, but anyway, what a beautiful song we listened to. And what a surprise call. What do you have going on for us today?
Oh, well, you know Tim McGraw's coming to town.
I kind of knew that.
Right?
I kind of knew that. I just played a beautiful song with him and his beautiful wife.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, it's been Amalie Arena has had quite the lineup the last few days.
Oh, gosh.
So, I know Ricky Martin, Enrique Iglesias, Pitbull.
What? Wow.
And then tomorrow is Tim McGraw. So, if you would like to be my guest, I would love to bring you.
What?
Wow.
Wow. What an honor. Thank you, Mitzi. You're inviting me to go to Tim McGraw?
Yeah, girl. Oh my gosh, you're available.
I am in. Count me in. Thank
you
so much.
You'll see that song firsthand.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's right. Right. Today's kind of warming us up for the concert.
Right.
Well, wow.
All right.
Mitzi, thank you for that surprise. That's so sweet. And I will definitely be here, and we'll take notes for our next show on the Shriek and Rap Show. And you'll come on with us and share, right?
I will definitely do that.
All right, maybe we'll have some video to play. Or maybe we won't.
Maybe not.
Maybe not, that's right. Well, thank you for that nice surprise, and I will definitely be in. Girl, count me in. Thank you.
All right, you ladies have a great day.
You too, Mitz. I'll see you tomorrow night, girl. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye, girl. Have a good day. Go shopping now.
Country outfit.
Country outfit, that's right.
Yep.
Listen, I kind of hope we see Faith, too.
That would be a treat.
They're really a great couple. I just love them.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, let's talk about nonprofit events. We've been talking about love today. And, Church, I just want to say we're trying to define love in a balance in life. We know the common denominator in life is love for every for everybody, in my opinion. And on the Shrink and Wrap Show, we're trying to find that balance. So, our topic in the first half hour is part of the Eros Love, as we spoke about. Now we're going to talk about the nonprofit events, because that is a type of love of giving back.
Mm-hmm.
The love of giving. So having a balance, we feel, is a secret to happiness. So what do you got in the nonprofits of giving love back to our community?
Well, there are a couple things coming up Saturday. So Saturday, March 16th from 12 to 4, we have barbecue and bingo community fundraiser, and that benefits the community feeding program at Reagan Park East Lake in Tampa.
Okay.
And then also on Saturday from 3 to 6, we have the St. Potty's Day Pup Crawl.
Oh!
So the P-A-W-D-Y apostrophe S, St. Patrick's Day and Paws for Dogs. Combined, so that benefits the Humane Society of Pinellas County, it's at the Pinellas Ale Works Brewing on First Avenue, and so it's a dog-friendly adventure.
I love that.
My favorite kind.
I love that. I have a feeling someone in the house is going to want to take their pups, but we're going to get to her in a minute.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Mm-hmm. Do they have to dress green, too?
Well, I certainly would.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
And the dogs, don't dye their hair, though. That's not good for it. Have you seen that, where they'll dye their dog's fur a color? Yeah. Apparently, that's not good for the dogs.
Well, maybe they can just paint their toes green.
Or put a bow or a bandana.
A little bow. Bandana would be healthier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not paint, but nail polish
right,
paint.
Right, exactly. Well, and I think that's okay. They do that at the groomers.
Yes.
And then we have Sunday, April 7th, a white party by the water at the American Social, and that benefits the BEST students, which are Brain Expansions Scholastic Training, and that's 6 to 11 p.m.
What is that?
Yeah.
BEST? See, I was never
at that. Smart people.
Yeah, well, I didn't even know cum laude was on a roll. I thought it was a last name.
Right.
So I've never heard of this group. That's pretty cool. So they're, it's a benefit for them. That's nice.
Right. And then one more I just want to talk about with summer coming up.
Yeah.
And the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. I talk about them a lot.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And so they're having their 2024 Marine Science Summer Camps, and they're open for registration. in.
Oh.
So if, you know, if you have kids and they want to go to camp, you need to get right on that because that'll fill up really quickly. And yeah. Those camps are week long from June 3rd to August 16th, and it's kindergarten to high school students.
Wow. Yeah. I love that. That would be a great camp. But mm-hmm. she's right. Trish is right. If you're out there listening, if you have kids that are on spring break now, but this is the time you sign your kids up for camps. That sounds like a good one. I'd never heard of that one.
Right. I would have done it with my kids when they were younger, but I didn't know.
Yeah, I took my son to Mosey.
We did Mosey,
that
too.
That was really a neat camp.
Yeah.
But you do have to sign up early, and April is the time for all, even next year's school.
Right. Oh, they already have deposits down.
That's right. And that's what we do here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. We're your wraps. We're your friends. We want to lift you up. We want to be your friend and set reminders for you and also to let you know that you're not alone, that we're here with you. So thank you for that information. I love that.
You're welcome.
And you know, sadly, I just got to say, we played that beautiful song last week and it was with the whales and the dolphins. And
beautiful.
That whale, that beach, just, I was so sad about that.
Oh, I know.
I was sad. I'm wondering if he got caught up in the... You know.
But then there was blood coming from him, and then they had to close the beach because that could attract sharks. And...
Well, yeah, but I think that, you know, when the current goes out, if he got stuck in the sandbar.
Right.
But that, I'm really sad to hear that. But after that beautiful video we saw, it was just so sad. But anyway, but on a happy note, I think that would be a great camp for everybody. So thank you for that. Do you have anything more? Do you have something else? I'd like to hear it all.
Okay. On Saturday, April 13th at 7 p.m., All the World's Kids is Fashion for Education at Coastal Creative, and it benefits All the World's Kids, Inc.
Oh.
So there's just some different kind of... nonprofits, and I'm trying to, you know, give everybody.
I love that. Of course, we're animal lovers here. We always talk about Trish as an animal lover, and we're passionate here at the Shrink and Wrap Show, here at Tan Talk Radio. But we definitely want to spread the love.
Right, exactly.
That's right. So thank you for all that information. That was great. So, Matt, can we play? First of all, I'd like to dedicate part of the song to Lola.
All right.
Who is our Irish queen here. So let's hear a little bit.
That's why they call her Lola O'Brien, the Irish Hawaiian, if you ever listen to our promos.
Yeah.
She's the Irish Hawaiian for a reason.
Love it. Well, I'm going to dedicate this segment to her, but I'm afraid I'm learning about St. Patty's Day myself, so maybe she can help us out.
All right, so here
we go.
Let's
play a little jingle from them. Okay, so that is St. Patty's Day. It is here. It's March 17th. I think it's all safe to say. Are you familiar with St. Patty's Day, St. Patrick's Day? Do you know the history of it? Do you know anything about it?
I know a little bit.
Tell me what you know.
All I've ever known is it was supposed to be a drinking holiday, but I think there's religious overtones to it, but I'm not sure why.
Well, no, actually, it wasn't a drinking holiday.
It's a religious holiday.
It was a dry holiday because it was religious, and then it turned into a drinking party fest.
All right. So what's the origin behind St. Patty's Day?
That's what I want to know. I'm learning. What else do you have?
Do you have that? Because I have something.
Well, okay, yeah, I want you to go first. Yep.
Well, I have that Patrick was originally kidnapped and enslaved at the age of 16 and brought over to Ireland because he lived in England. And then he escaped and he went to a monastery where he converted to Christianity, became a priest, and eventually a bishop. And when he returned to Ireland, he converted the Irish to Christianity. And after his death, he was named Ireland's patron saint.
Isn't that amazing?
St. Patrick's Day. And just to clarify for everybody, in case you missed it, St. Patrick's Day is this Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday, March 17th. Thank you.
Yes.
And you know, Matt, the only thing I knew was I knew I needed to wear green. That's
right.
All I do.
Right, exactly.
Yes, and we should bring Lola out here because she's got it down, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I do have, thank you for that. And there was a song I was going to play, but I'm going to be honest with you, it was really kind of a sad song. And I thought, I'm not going to play a sad song because I like that instrumental, but I do have a couple of trivia tidbits if you guys.
Sure.
Let's do it.
I'm curious to know, because we do learn things here on the Shrink and Wrap Show, right?
Right.
Listen, listeners, if you're out there, you're going to learn, this is just a station of just normalcy, okay? I'm not there, I'm not an alarmist about things.
Normal is relative, normal is subjective.
Yeah, it is.
True.
I know, we always say that, but considering in the big world, I just, you know, it's just normal.
All right, so what do we got before we get our next guest on?
That's right. So I read this. Why don't Irish dancers move their arms? Have you ever noticed they don't? They just sit there and they don't move their arms.
Yeah, their arms are behind their back when they're jigging or step dancing or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Do they hit each other? If they flail them around, they hit each other?
His terms were actually kind of funny. But no, the most believable theory, which is supported by many historians of Irish dance, is that the dance masters of the 18th century were responsible. They liked etiquette and disapproved of the unruly arm movements of the Sinos dancing. So
it's all about control of the motions, okay.
Yeah, wow, has our world changed?
Yes, it has.
Okay, so also, what kind of food do you think that is traditional for Irish, in the Irish cuisine topic?
Bangers and mash. Bangers and mash.
I just
shepherd's pie.
Green beer.
Green beer, that's what I say. But Irish stew, bacon and cabbage, and soda bread some of the common.
I've heard about that, but I've never tried it. I've heard soda bread is supposed to be very, very good.
Yeah, I like my other stuff better.
I don't know where you get that.
I like bacon, never tried cabbage, love alcohol.
You've never tried cabbage?
No,
cabbage
I haven't.
Is good.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. I have to bring some cabbage to you. That's good. So, do you know what Ireland's national animal is?
No.
Sheep?
Okay.
And for the record, I'm not cheating. I'm guessing with everybody else.
I'm glad because I don't know any of this stuff until I do my show.
Right.
But what it is an Irish hare, H-A-R-E.
An Irish hare. Like a bunny rabbit?
Mountain hare. Yep.
It's a bunny rabbit. Okay.
Yeah, he's not green. He's not green. but it is a hare, and I never knew that.
So Bugs Bunny is a national animal in Ireland. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, the hare
talks with that Irish accent.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, but the hare is not found anywhere else in the world. So that's kind of neat to know, right?
Yeah.
Okay, true or false, St. Patrick's Day is known for driving snakes out of Ireland.
That sounds so bizarre, I'm going to have to say true.
It's false.
Yeah, I was going to say false.
Yeah, the snakes actually represent the pagans that St. Patrick converted to Christianity.
Yes. I believe it's pronounced Christianity.
Christianity, yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry. Yes,
that's okay.
That's right. Yes. And then also, I also have, what is really the color? What's the real color of St. Patrick's Day? Does anyone know that?
I think it's blue.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be something other than green just because I think green's become the popularized thing for commercialism.
Right.
I think green was initially unlucky.
I think that's become the commercialized thing of it. I was going to say red, but apparently it's not red. What is it?
No, it says it's blue. And
okay.
She has peripheral vision, so she saw my notes.
No,
yeah.
I have the same notes.
When in doubt, look about. No, but I bet you thought it was going to be, say, green, because blue is St. Patrick's official color, according to my notes here. Again, everything here is opinions and suggestions, just to let y'all know. But green became the color of St. Patrick's Day in the 19th century because the Irish legends wore fairies and you know, they wore green to encourage their crops to grow.
And to show pride for their country, when they immigrated over.
Exactly right, exactly right. So now, do we have Renee on the line? And happy St. Patty's Day to everybody.
Yes,
and
we do.
Hi, Renee. A little history.
We got her there. Hi, Renee.
Hi, guys. How are y'all? I love this Irish talk today.
Yes, we love it. And Lola here, she is Irish. So this is her big celebration. And to all of you out there that are Irish, happy St. Patrick's Day. So what do you got going on for all our listeners and Lola who celebrate this big day?
Guys and girls, we have some fun Irish stuff going on right here in Tampa Bay. I know we visited a bit last week, but the Giant River Fest they have is returning March 16th, where they turn the river green, the Hillsborough River green, emerald green, not blue, but green.
That's incredible.
And that's going to happen. And then following that is a huge St. Patrick's Day parade. And they're going to have all these different stages around downtown with different performances.
Yep.
So that starts on March 16th. You can look that up on Tampa Bay, things to do in Tampa Bay. It's pretty fun.
Okay.
And then I have a couple things, a couple events, couple concerts, a little do you know question, and a spring break idea for kids.
Okay.
Gasparilla Music Film Festival is the International Film Festival, March 21st.
Okay.
It's going to be at Tampa Theater.
Mm-hmm.
But believe it or not, they have these great evenings where you can, they have screenings and parties that you can apply to, just buy tickets for. But the opening evening film is called Cash Out. Mm-hmm. And it's with John Travolta.
Oh.
And he'll be there, and he'll be screening with all of the actors and actresses.
Oh, wow.
So how do we get tickets?
Check that out.
Yeah.
How do we get tickets?
www.gasparillafilmfestival.com.
Okay, great. That's interesting.
It'll list all the dates. And I think each film, because it's kind of indie films and stuff, so each person will come in with a movie. And it'll all be at the Tampa Theater or the AMC, West Shore AMC, and a bunch of around the area. It's probably $10, $15 max to get in. I know the opening night and closing night will be $20. And that's two really good movies that are bringing in big actors' names.
Mm-hmm.
So just look it up and you'll see all the stuff that's going on for that.
That's nice.
But I wanted to tell you a good idea for kids, because I know we're in the middle of spring break right now, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's a right outside our back door in Oldsmar, Empower Adventures of Tampa Bay has this zip line adventure.
Ooh.
It's during spring break style. It actually starts March 1st, and it goes through the 31st. And they have, like, they're a five-star adventure company, and they have a two-and-a-half-hour adventure that includes five zip lines, some aerial obstacles, some long foot, 200-foot-long suspension bridge, and some climb challenges that keep every kid busy.
Wow.
Right.
Well, how about the adults? Yeah. Have you ever ziplined either one of them?
Yeah, but
I have.
Have y'all ever? You
I have.
Yeah, I have.
Is it? I mean, were y'all scared? Like, I've never done it.
It can be scary.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You're
ready. Wait, Trish.
Yes.
We did it. Did you go to Canada with us with our kids when we went on?
I can't remember. I can't remember.
We went so ziplining.
But I have been ziplining many times.
Yes. And Matt, so have you, Matt?
I have. I've been ziplining a couple times back home. Probably one of the more fun things I've ever done.
Yeah.
Ziplining's great.
Yeah, as long as you...
It's kind of climbing up, and especially like if you're in Costa Rica or one of the other countries.
But don't worry, you're in a harness the entire time.
Yeah.
Well, not when you're climbing to get to the higher...
It depends on what kind of zipline adventuring you're doing. Because the place I've been to, you're in a harness the entire time. You are climbing in a sense. But you're harnessed in the entire time until you get back down to ground level.
Renee, what was your experience when you ziplined? I'd love to see her zipline.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so
I have to tell you. So, you know what my experience was? It was a crazy one. It was a close your eyes and kiss your, you know what, goodbye. I went to New Zealand for the first time ever.
Uh-huh.
And they had this thing called the Awesome Foursome. And I blindly signed up for it. Well, let me tell you something. There was no experience and no words I could put in. I had to check my pants after I got down to the ground.
Oh, wait. That's way too much information, girl.
Too much information.
I can't.
That was too much information.
I can't. Don't forget we're live on air.
You got to keep it fun. You got to keep it real.
Oh, right.
We're keeping it real. Oh, if you would have heard our conversations earlier today, I was crying laughing. But anyway, so do you have any more exciting events? So that definitely take two pairs of pants with you.
Yeah.
But where do you have any other exciting events going on?
Okay, so because this right here, very close, Armature Works is having a huge waterfront carnival music festival this weekend, March 14th to the 17th. Tickets are $5 at the door on Thursday, today. And then Friday through Sunday, it's $10. But it's for all of those people that love, love, love EDM music. Pied Piper Production is putting on these concert series.
That's
everybody knows DJ Pauly D, who is an EDMer, just electronic music.
Yep.
He'll be there. Dylan Francis will be there. So just to give you a little twist of what else is going on, we have some concerts.
You know, we'll have to pick
Bush Garden.
We'll have to pick a, I love that type of song for a party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're just moving, and it does. It moves your, I love techno music.
Sing.
I do. And I'm gonna play one of the, pick a song, Renee, and we'll play it here for a Loosen Up song from that concert.
Okay.
I like, pick your favorite one, and we'll use it as a Loosen Up song, because I've never done that, but techno music is fun at a party.
It is.
Yeah, so.
Well, you know what else it's fun to do when you don't really want to clean your house, you put techno music on and you can get through your house really quick.
Yeah.
It moves you.
That's right.
Okay, so one more thing. Bush Gardens, you know, we talked about the Bush Gardens Food
and
Wine Festival.
Just saw Goo Goo Dolls.
And
was there this weekend.
Yeah, you did.
So much fun.
And you... Journey Band, right?
No, I saw Goo Goo Dolls and I met a lovely lady and I'm going to have her on the show. I didn't have a chance to call her, but I'm going to have her on the show because she had an experience and how the music really connected her to some past situations, and she was out living her life, and it was just wonderful. They were amazing. But go ahead. It's not about us. It's about what's going on in the future here.
But that's true. March 17th. We know it's St. Patty's Day, so on March 17th at Busch Gardens, Sister Hazel will be performing. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sister
they
Hazel.
Have one of those
Are we going to go to that?
She's got me.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Andy Grammer, too,
okay,
by the way.
Count me in. You know who else is there on that same, I think on the 16th, Karen Wells. But you guys, I don't know if you would know it. It's a fuse of gospel, pop, and R&B, which it's really uplifting, but I love a fuse of music. Like, so I like a little gospel, pop, R&B sound.
They have a lot of variety over there at Busch Gardens. And all you need is your ticket. If you have a Busch Gardens pass, you can go to any of these concerts for free. And if you want to get up close and personal, you pay an extra
$80. Yeah.
But if you have your annual pass, you can go see these concerts for free. And if you want the Food and Wine Fest, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Renee, but you can get an extra pass and you get food and wine and a concert. It's a no-brainer.
It's like a VIP pass.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. And they really have a great line. I think Gavin McGraw, what's his last name? Gavin
McGraw.
Yeah. I thought it was Gavin DeGraw.
No,
I don't think so.
DeGraw. No, he's right.
Yeah, he's Kevin DeGraw.
Tim DeGraw.
That's what
Tim.
All right, so just to clarify, there are two different people.
Tim McGraw.
It's Tim McGraw and Gavin DeGraw, two different people.
Okay. I'm talking about Gavin.
Yes.
Tim's this week.
You know why?
Gavin's next week.
That's so funny.
That's where all the rumors go wrong.
That's right.
Because we already know that at the Emily Arena, Tim McGraw will be there this weekend, March 15th.
Well, you know, I
right?
just got invited
you to guys
that.
You talked about that.
Absolutely. Yes.
And then have you guys been to Janice Landing?
Yes.
Yeah. One time.
Some good concerts.
Yes,
great
they do.
Concert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, on same day, St. Patty's Day, this is a little close to my heart, and because you know me. It's called Desoletta, and it is.
I've heard them. They're actually really good.
Captured.
They are. I've seen them in concert. They're
seen
fantastic. I have.
They are fantastic, and they have the essence of Led Zeppelin, which is a high energy, and yeah,
it's a Led Zeppelin tribute show. Yeah, they're great.
You know what, Renee? Jot that down in your notes. Let's play a little bit of it next week. Let's play a little bit of their music next week.
Oh, my God.
Because I want to introduce music across the, you know, for everybody's interest.
So you're going to have an EDM, and you're going to have my Led Zeppelin band.
Okay.
Last but not least, I'm going to give you one little do you know.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm looking at my notes and thinking, God, you have to just keep coming up large on the map. So I jot down three things that I just found out. You know, Tampa is the number one greatest place in the world to live at Time Magazine.
Well, I've always said that. I don't need Time Magazine to tell me I've said it. But confirming
we're
that.
Yeah, but don't tell the whole world.
I welcome. People are flocking here.
I know. You see that in the traffic, right?
Yes.
You can't find a place now. Okay, it's home to three Michelin stars. And it was voted the best large airport in America by J.D. Power.
Tampa Airport?
And then it was... Yep.
My mom worked there, and Sonny and Cher used to go through. Really? Back in the day when they were together, my mother worked at Avis Rent-A-Car. But I'm just saying, back in the day, it's really grown.
I think it's grown into a massive international airport.
I love it.
So then the last but not least, they're saying, Money.com is saying it's one of the best places to live and travel.
That's wonderful. I love to hear that we're liked, you know, and because we are friendly people, and it is so alive here, and there's so many things to do here. It's endless. And Florida is a great state. Tampa is amazing. So
come visit.
Come visit us. It's vacation all year round.
And then go home.
Right. Yeah. Through the airport.
I don't want to go to a
great airport.
No, it's all good. So we're live here.
Yeah.
We love it. So we welcome everybody.
Yeah.
Renee, thank you for all that entertainment so we can all live a good, balanced life. And to all our listeners, hopefully they'll be reminded of some of these great events. Mm-hmm. And thank you. And then next week, do your homework, and we'll get some of those songs on so we can share with other listeners, not just the same type of songs, but I like to go outside of a radius of new music. So thank you, Renee, for that. Thank
You're
you so much.
So welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll be talking
Have a great
to you. You
bye,
too.
Renee.
We'll be talking to you
Next
soon.
Week.
Thank
Sorry.
You.
Okay.
Thanks, honey.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye now. So on that note, again, thank you so much for Trish and Matt for everybody's input and everything. And we're going to end the quote today. I have my closing statement for all of you listeners. Again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio. We're here to lift you up. And today, our topic was about Eros love and intimacy and how to keep your relationship and marriage together. And we've heard a song from Faith and Tim that we know their secrets of what's keeping their love together. We want to keep everything at a respectful language here on the Shrink and Wrap Show at Tan Talk Radio. But my closing statement today is you know, intimacy is important in a relationship. So, and I'm going to close with a song with, you can ask Barry White about his opinion on that, but the heart knows when the search is over. That is, the heart knows when the search is over. So just ask Barry White. Take a listen to I Can't Get Enough of Your Love. And you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show. And we'll see you back here at Tan Talk Radio next Thursday, same time, same place. Have a great week.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough. It's just not enough.
Oh, oh, man.
Oh, man.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Get used to, no matter how I try,
I feel with everything in you. What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel a change.